USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump on Saturday was in Northern California to see firsthand the grief and devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. Authorities confirmed at least 71 people are dead, and many people are still missing as they had to evacuate their home. President Trump in California on Saturday.
I know Gavin's committed, we're all committed, I'm committed to make sure that we get all of this cleaned out and protected. Gotta take care of the floors, you know, the floors of the forest, very important.
Democrat Andrew Gillum officially conceded to Republican former Congressman Ron DeSantis in Florida's gubernatorial race, as a recount of votes showed a margin Gillum was unlikely to close. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will not willingly travel to the United States to face charges filed under a seal against him. That's at least according to his attorney. Assange is currently in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Jennie-O Turkey is recalling more than 91,000 pounds of raw turkey in an ongoing salmonella outbreak. So far, this outbreak has resulted in one death and 164 illnesses in 35 states. The products being recalled include one-pound packages of raw ground turkey that were sold nationwide and had a use-by date of October 1st or 2nd. Dr. Colin Bassler is with the CDC. He explains some of the symptoms you might see from salmonella poisoning.
Most people get sick between 12 and 72 hours after coming into contact with salmonella bacteria. Most people will get diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and a fever.
Dr. Bassler also says,
we really wanted to make sure that people are washing their hands after handling raw turkey, making sure that people are cooking turkey to an internal temperature of 165 degrees. If you cook turkey to the internal temperature of 165 degrees, this strain of salmonella should die.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There are many great people to look up to as leaders, one of them being Sir Winston Churchill. Now, Churchill stood firmly in his beliefs when everyone doubted him. He was a visionary leader in most people's opinion and immune from the consensus of the day. Well, I had a chance to chat with Andrew Roberts. He's the author of a new book titled Churchill, Walking with Destiny. And one of the things I asked him was what today's leaders can learn from Churchill.
An enormous amount. The whole book really is a story of the secrets of Churchill's leadership techniques. His physical courage, of course, was innate to him, but also his moral courage, his willingness not to use focus groups or opinion polls, but entirely to say what he believed and what he thought the future should be. He had great foresight, not just to see the Nazis and Hitler before the Second World War for what they were, but also after the Second World War. He was able to see the Soviets and Stalin in their real colours as well, and said so very bravely in his Iron Curtain speech, which was denounced by everybody, but was very soon proved to be correct. He also was a tremendously eloquent man, and he worked immensely hard on his speeches. He wrote all his own speeches. And so I think that those are three things there that that most leaders throughout history have been able to see as really great qualities.
Radio.